CliffCentral.com.
Breaking news. Bra, 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 bra. What were you saying just now, Michael Flax?
So a lot of people never like caught on to this on Wednesday when AKA like tweeted a diss at Casper Nyovest. So AKA's got his pop-up store coming up in, I think it's Cape Town this weekend.
Yeah, yes, it's already open, I think.
So AKA tweets, come past the pop-up store. We nice with the spell check. So that was a direct diss at Casper Nyovest. And Casper even knew it because Casper goes and tweets, you think the media would have written so many articles if the shirt had no errors? Anything to destroy Nyovest, huh? Thanks for the promo.
Oh my word, those two. Mm. Honestly, it's just a never-ending saga there. Okay, well, now you know that Michael Flax from the Gareth Cliff Show is in the building. He's got some big celebrity news that he wants to touch base with. One big story and then one big tune. That's how we're going to play it, Flax.
Okay, biggest story coming out this week is the beef that Kid Cudi has started with every single rapper alive. He went on to tweet, everyone thinks they're so great, talking top five and be having 30 people write songs for them. He accused like all the rappers of not writing their own songs.
Yeah.
He even tweets, my tweets, apply to who they apply. Ye, Drake, whoever don't, give a F about me and that ain't effing with me. So he calls out Kanye West, calls out Drake, and it's like, it's so disrespectful because Kanye West offered him a record deal and he turned that down. So like Kanye thought they were friends and then he just starts going and dissing them. I have some audio that Kanye released. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's take a listen.
Okay, let me get this lined up. So this was at a Kanye West concert. Can you hear it?
No.
No.
Is this aux in?
Yeah, it should be.
I got your aux?
No, play. No, it's not working. Okay, hang on. I've got the audio, though. Let me double check. Producer Kat did actually send this through to me as well. She's shouting at me, and you got the audio as well. What were you saying now, Producer Kat?
I said I sent you the audio yesterday.
Yes, okay. Where is that
audio? If you want, I can jack your aux.
Okay, let's see if that's going to work.
Okay. Just jacked his aux, putting it in.
Don't say that we don't put in the work.
Yeah, very true.
Here we go. This is Kanye West going full on at Kid Cudi at a concert of his.
Me and your parents is cool. You know how many people wish they could be sounding good music? Did they life change? Had an opportunity? Never forget that.
I mean, he doesn't sound too happy.
I would never mess with Kanye West.
You know, this is a real difficult one for me because I like, obviously, Kanye, I'd look up to more than a role model as
you
a guiding light.
Kanye,
yeah,
like,
I'm
you
so
love.
There. But I also am a huge fan of Kid Cudi, and Kid Cudi is actually one of my favorite live acts. I'm such a huge fan of Kid Cudi, and he is a rock star. Pursuit of Happiness is, I feel like, you know, a spiritual expression of my emotional existence often at times. So this is difficult. Like, I don't know where to go here.
But who was in the wrong? As an artist, you don't go and tell another artist that they never wrote their own song.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
But still, like, that is the meanest thing.
But sometimes it's also strategic as to why they do that. It's just to also kind of put themselves out there as well in the media, you know? So
yeah.
People don't just do things for the sake of doing things anymore.
Especially with, like, who's booming at the moment.
Exactly.
Kanye West with his concerts and stuff, and then Drake because of all his Rihanna things.
Exactly.
To call out the two big dogs.
Exactly.
To put yourself back in the limelight.
There we go.
Listen, this is the rap game. As someone obviously getting into rap, it's something that I've known for a really long time.
Are you really serious
swaggy,
about
swaggy.
This?
Swaggy. Haven't you heard his latest single?
Yeah.
What is his latest single?
I heard it off, I think it was iTunes. It went something like swaggy, swaggy to the left, swaggy, swaggy to the right, swaggy up.
I thought it was single.
Oh, yeah, that is my other single. I've got a single called Single.
How's that go?
It's I'm going to drop that heat later. I'm going to drop it on the touchdown.
Flax, are you going to be featuring as well?
I would love to be in the music video if possible.
Speaking of which, Flax, you posted a video on the social medias the other day of you walking out the Touch Central building with paparazzi and bodyguards.
Yo. Like, my name's getting out there.
Yeah.
And there was paparazzi outside the other day, and I actually had to get some bodyguards.
I see.
Because as I walked out, they just started approaching me wanting photos, and as DJ Khaled said, you can't take photos with us or whatever he says.
Yeah. No,
they don't want you to take photos.
It's hard.
The pressure of being you right now.
It was rough. It was rough. But I've got massive bodyguards at the moment, so untouchable.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's how we take a story about Kanye West, Kid Cudi, and Drake. People far more important than us, and we make it about us. That's how you take a big story and you make it about you. More with Flax, other side of this. CliffCentral.com. Boom, baby. You're hanging out on Touch Central. Catlicious and I hang out with you every single day between 9 and 11. And then occasionally we get in some very cool people to join the conversation as well, like this guy.
Turn down for what?
What's happening, Flax?
Oh, not too much, eh?
Just hanging out.
Just diving into a pool of celebrities.
A pool of celebrities. Okay, what else is happening in the world of celebrity, bro?
So something that always, like, it's got a soft spot in my heart. It's the Rihanna and Drake issues. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, 1 minute they're on, 1 minute they're off. They're not dating, they're just friends. I can tell you now they are dating.
You have that
sort of... Screw whatever anyone else told you. They are dating. That's, all the dots add up.
How do you know? Let's connect the dots here. Let's do a full-on analysis of this relationship of theirs. Tell me.
Okay. Which celebrities have you seen in the headlines that leave the club a lot together?
Drake and Rihanna.
Exactly. Which celebrities sort of hand each other awards at VMAs?
Drake and Rihanna.
Okay. Which celebrities say such nice things about each other during acceptance speeches?
I'm not going to say it because my heart is broken. I'm crushed. Flex, you just had to come on my show and just deliver such news right now.
She thinks she's going to hook up with Drake.
No, I don't think I know.
She thinks they're going to get married.
I don't think I know.
Yeah.
We are going to. I've already Drizzy spoken Drake. To the universe. Like, I'm going to be the
You found your spirit. Jew. I'm your Jew.
I don't want you. I don't want you. I know when I get to Drake, he's not going to tell me to convert for 7 years. He's not going to tell me that I must pay $50,000 for him. None of that. I know Drake is going to accept me wholeheartedly.
Oh, whatever.
Drake's currently doing his West Coast swing of his tour, and he's busy staying in, because the new thing for celebrities, it's no longer renting houses, it's Airbnb-ing. It's like they get the most expensive Airbnb just so that they can, like, when a story comes out where they're staying, they can put a price tag on it. So Drake's staying in a Malibu mansion worth $29 million.
Wow. Not bad. Didn't Kim and Kanye do the same thing as well?
Yeah. That's the new trend. It's the new trend.
Do you think we could do that here, like Airbnb-ing?
Instead of hotels,
of course we can. People Airbnb in SA.
Oh.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
You can come over to my Airbnb.
Okay, so let's put a... let's put a dagger in the story.
Tell us.
So 7,000 rand a night, Drake's paying. Guess who is staying
there? Don't do it. Don't.
Take a guess.
It's definitely Rihanna.
Rihanna stayed there... for probably about a week with Drake. Now, why would she just go stay in the 6-bedroom, 10-bathroom, private chef, theater, wine cellar?
Because she's trying to steal my man. That's what she's doing.
I think she's stolen your man.
No, she's trying to. She hasn't yet. Okay?
I think he's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's never gone. Okay, listen. You know in Zulu, they say, umuntu thate emuntwini. Listen.
I didn't know they said that, but now I do,
she's on the phone. Yes. A person, and I can't translate in Sekhua. Guys, I need help. But yeah. When you can take a person from another person.
Okay.
There we go.
I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of, I mean, what do we do with the story
I think they're
Didn't
the cutest.
She also get like a tattoo of like OVOXO? Like,
okay, so what Drake's. Happened was Drake was wearing a jersey that had like all sharks on it. And then she got a tattoo of a shark on her foot. But it was pure coincidence because I listened to an interview of that Drake's dad did. And Drake's dad was like, nah, he just wore that shirt. It doesn't mean nothing to him. Mm-mm. They just try to make a story out of nothing. But they're honestly the cutest couple ever.
No, they are. I think if they would ever have babies.
Don't worry. It's just like a rebound before you.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's a rebound before you.
You see, yes.
It's not
definitely.
A rebound before you. Okay.
What?
Okay, cool. That's the end of that story.
Yeah, I'm very happy for them. May they have little Drakelings.
Drakelets.
Drakelets. Little Drakelets running everywhere, singing in Barbados.
Nice. Drake and Rihanna, they're totally a thing. We've got one final story coming up with Flax as Catlicious consoles herself. Yeah. That is next.
CliffCentral.com.
Jono in the gym says, getting Dax for Vax, doing bicep girls for the girls, no cuts, no sluts, enjoying the vibes and good tunes, but...
Okay.
Okay, we got a girls bring the girls.
And a message from Jimmy says, I think they're referring to you. Flex says he's going to say swaggy, swaggy.
Boom, baby. Lissetti Macatini says, Cat blue ticks me the DMs. Yo, you've been getting DMs.
Hi, who's Lissetti Macatini? Lissetti.
Another question. Katlego, been such a while since I heard this jam on the airwaves. Big shout out to you. Loved your acting last night on The Queen.
Oh, thanks, my love.
Boom. Next one there.
Another message from Forchline. He says, shout out to all the beautiful girls listening to Touch Central. You are... You're all getting nudes from probably him. Please play me Lucas Graham 7 years. Reminds me when I was a model.
In case we don't get to play it, once I was 7 years old. That's the song. Then Dalumusa says, thank you guys. Totally epic. I dig your chemistry. Please play me A. Reese and Gunny. We may get around to that. Next.
And another message from Spare who
this
says...
This is for Flex, yeah.
This is for Flex. Flex, tell us more about these relationships. Kanya and Trey from Dream Team, Loot Love and Reason, Ayanda Tabete and Dash from Dream Team, Boiti and Scoop. Yes, when I flex, we must do your digging.
Well, this week I've been just focusing on DJ Zinkler's new relationship.
Do we know who Bond is?
It's Chris. What's his surname?
Chris Jafter from Top Billing.
Yes, that is her new boo.
Then a message from Woody. Where is Tupac?
Tupac's dead.
Did you know that Flex shot Tupac?
There's speculations.
I promise you, it's true. Greg wants us to play Pursuit of Happiness.
Okay. I've got a message anonymous from the job. I'm enjoying the show, guys. Thank you.
Does Kat still study at Monash? Zoe wants to know so they can stalk you.
No. Long ago.
And then...
Message from Leander. Would love to see Kat's reaction to these boys.
Snapchat. Me and Flex.
Oh.
Flex and I. Someone says, Kat, ask Michael to pronounce pizza.
Pizza Little.
Oh no, actually these words. They want you to announce these words, Flex.
Pizza
yeah.
Little Alarm.
Look at
vodka.
These. Look at these words and then pronounce them.
Where is it? Pizza, Little, Alarm, Vodka, Astrophilethiaus, and then Sediba.
Boom. That's Flex doing that. Pelo says, Ari, I don't blame you for staring at Kat. That necklace is a huge eye catcher.
Which necklace?
It's like the smallest necklace.
I know.
That necklace is struggling to breathe.
Yes, guys, it's the minimal look, you know.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's struggling to
it's
breathe?
It's also, it's a necklace. It's got like a...
Like a little drop heading down that area.
It's like an arrow, yeah?
Yes, it's pointing downwards. Look south.
What else?
We've got a message from Liz who says, please play Justin Bieber PYD featuring R. Kelly.
We'll try. Peace says, OMG, I like this show. Ari and Kat, can you please play me a KO Corruption? Then Bryce says, Drake is a fake Jew.
Ah, Bryce. Why are you going to say that now? I don't think Drake is a fake Jew.
Drake even had a bar mitzvah music
video.
He
did. And then he made it with Lil Wayne. Hell yeah. Okay. And then?
I've got a message here from Kate. It says, Aria, try play some soft background music just to add some vibes. Hashtag suggestions. Thank you. We welcome that suggestion.
Someone really welcomed that suggestion. Producer Kat, you had a moment there. You've wanted this for a long time.
I've been telling you for years to play bed music. It's just like, it's empty when it's just you guys talking. Like, you need bed music.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. So I'm glad I hit refresh on the messages there because there were quite a few to get through. All right, Flex, one final story, bro.
Okay, your final takeaway for this week. Did you guys ever use Tinder? The life-changing app?
Never.
How was your Tinder experience, Kat?
I'm never going to use Tinder ever again
what
in
happened?
My life. The people that are there are psychos. Don't, guys, I'm telling you, don't ever. No. Trust me. It's a no from me. It's a big no.
I didn't realize that attractive people went onto Tinder.
Hey, you see people there.
So you went off. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Went off.
What happened, Flax?
I'm a big advocate for Tinder. I think it works. Back in my prime, it worked for me.
Oh, is the girlfriend that you're currently dating?
No.
Is she from Tinder?
No, exactly. She's not from Tinder.
Exactly. Point
Which
proven.
Which platform
Case
is she
closed.
From? Facebook?
No, she is from a social media platform.
Instagram. No. You know the gram. Everybody
the
knows
gram.
On the gram.
Like, if you're looking for, like, a hookup and, like, just to, like, find your inner young, wild side, Tinder is where you need to be.
Yep.
Now, they're always introducing new features.
Mm-hmm.
The latest feature is honestly the best feature. It's called recommend to a friend. So say I see a girl that I'm not interested in, but I think Ariere might like her. I can forward this girl to Ariere as recommend to a friend, and she can pop up on his Tinder profile thing to review her. How creepy is that?
That's so creepy. That's like just passing off like, yeah, no, I'm not for you. It's like, no, I don't like that up.
I think that's really creepy.
Yeah, it's like, if I don't want you, there you go. You can take my rubbishes. Like, that's what it's not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Take it however you can get it these days.
At the moment, like, all my friends in the group are all single. So now they're all back on Tinder. Just to like get
and
the ratio
referring
up.
Each other.
And they're referring. Just imagine.
But it's kind of like someone's secondhand. It's like
goodies.
They're not
yes.
good enough for
they're
me.
Good
but,
enough for you, but
hey,
you
you're 15
exactly.
kilograms heavier.
Like no.
It's like saying she's not my type. Maybe she's or he's your type.
It's borderline insulting.
Yeah, it is very insulting.
Okay, so that's a new feature on Tinder. By the way, if you're looking at apps with new features, the Touch Central app got an update yesterday. It's available on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, and it's got some very cool updates that's been done to it.
Yeah, definitely go get it.
Flax, how do we touch base with you all day, bro?
Go follow me right now. Take out your phone, get out your laptop, log into wherever you need to be. Go follow me on Instagram at Michael Flax, Twitter at Michael Flax. I'm on Snapchat and I'm going to the Vol this weekend for sort of like a crazy, crazy weekend of partying. Follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. And then Facebook, you can go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax. CliffCentral.com.